The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day, everyone. Greetings. And, we've come together to do this meditation, and the obvious thing is that the act of coming down to meditate, sit down here, to be here to meditate together, is an action. And meditation itself is a kind of action, or in the in traditional Buddhist language, it's kamma, karma, which literally means action. And many people associate meditation with being rather than doing, but the movement to let go, to allow oneself to be, that is also an action. That we it's something we're doing. We let go so we can be. And Buddha tended to define people, if he defined people or described people, by what they do, not by how they are, in a sense of how they're born, especially in ancient India, that born into a particular caste was not interesting for the Buddha, but how people acted and behaved. Did they behave ethically or not? And this is all leading up to the idea that in meditation, sometimes people focus a lot on their experience, and maybe they're not having a good experience, and so they're trying to have a better experience or let go of something that seems, not good, and fix it or something, or try to do something that creates a great experience, and so they measure themselves by how they are, and. Another whole approach is to let be, in a certain sense, how you are, and focus a little bit more on what you do, the actions. So in meditation, there are two actions related to concentration that are important. There's the action of beginning again, the action of the mind wanders off, and we place it back, in this case, on the breathing. And we connect again with the breathing. And the second action is the action of hanging in there with the breath. Once we've landed on the breathing, to continue on the breathing. And that's a little bit of an action to do so. And some people don't engage that way. And so they're able to connect to the breathing, but they quickly wander off again because there isn't that second action. Okay, now stay there. Linger there. Hang out there. Get to know it better. Feel and explore the breathing. Really stay present. And so that's one whole thing. But the other thing that's what I want to stress today is that the orientation around action is to do it in a way that's nourishing, to do it in a way that's enjoyable, that's wholesome, that nourishes us, has a good influence on us, so that it's not just the action to do something quickly and get it done with, but to do something with an action that has a nice influence, so it's nourishing, it's wholesome for our system. So the very idea, way in which the mind wanders off in thought, the way we come back from that, the way we recognize that, come back, reconnect to the breathing, that's an action that we try to do it in a way that's wholesome, that's nourishing, that's pleasant, that has a good influence on us. So we wouldn't jerk the mind back, we wouldn't attack the breath again, bear down, we wouldn't be ambitious with greed for some kind of meditation states. We're not expecting something, demanding something. It's more like like almost like a Tai Chi movement, you know, that the movement itself is satisfying. The movement itself is meaningful, that we come back and we just enjoy the coming back because it's nourishing and wholesome. And like we come back with care, with love, with and then the second action of sustaining the attention over time, hanging in there, not bearing down, not keeping the mind in check, not reining the mind in, all these forceful things. But how can we stay in a nourishing, supportive, wholesome way, a caring way? And this art and this exploration of how to have the actions we do in meditation, the mental actions, be nourishing, be satisfying, be enjoyable, gladdening for us, is part of this art. And so learning, exploring, thinking about this as we meditate, so that we are not so goal-oriented with the action, but rather maybe like Tai Chi or beautiful Qigong practice or dance practice, where just doing the movement is so satisfying and meaningful. That's the important thing, not where it gets us. And so the movement of landing and staying on the breath, the movement of staying there and sustaining it, that's what supports nourishing samadhi, nourishing concentration. So to assume your meditation posture and prepare yourself for the meditation a bit, to consider how you can be here in a wholesome way, how you can be here so that you enter into the activity of meditation with a sense of beauty or nourishment or wholesomeness, not in a hurry, not resisting anything, not expecting or demanding that your meditation should be a certain way. And then beginning right away to see if you can land on your breathing, connect to your breathing in a nourishing way, in a nice way, wholesome way. So the very way in which you take in the breathing and aware of it has some maybe spaciousness, care, love, tenderness, some way of being as you would be with a good friend you care for, and the way you would tend your garden when you're in love with your garden. And then in this caring, nourishing way, taking a slow, gentle, deep breath, allowing yourself to take in and feel the goodness of a deeper breath, and the goodness of allowing that to happen. And then relaxing as you exhale. Relaxing your whole body. Letting your breathing return to normal. And can you adjust a little bit your state of mind, your state of your heart? Just a little, if that's all that's possible. So you have a nice attitude, a good attitude, a wholesome, as if you're getting ready to do Tai Chi or mental Tai Chi or a mental gardening, a mental caring for something that you love. Perhaps by relaxing the thinking mind, softening the energy of thinking, relaxing the muscles that are connected to thinking, the pressure, the tension, to be here. And then gently, calmly, connecting to the beginning of the in-breath. Receiving the beginning of the in-breath. And then sustaining the attention for however short or long the in-breath is. So you're there with a full in-breath, sustained attention. Connecting with the beginning of the out-breath. And then sustaining the whole out-breath. And these two movements of connecting, receiving, the beginning of each in-breath and out-breath, and then to sustain the attention on the full out-breath, the full in-breath, can you do that in a wholesome way, nourishing way? It is an action. Can you make it an action which is free of greed or hatred or delusion, confusion, free of wanting it to be different, pushing something away, aversion, a simplicity of maybe generosity, love and care. And the attention to the breathing. And to support the sustained attention through the exhale especially, you might count the exhales. A gentle, careful count of one that maybe gets stretched out the whole length of the exhale. One. And then the next exhale. Two. If you lose count, start over again. And count up to 10, or up to 3, or up to 1. Exploring the wholesomeness and nourishment of attending to the breathing. So then as we come to the end of this sitting, what do you know about having your mind be wholesome, nourishing? A mind which feels satisfied. And if the mind is not that way, can you remember that the mind is a collection of mental activities? It's not a thing. What can you adjust mentally? Your way you think, what you think, what you're oriented towards, what you're expecting, hoping for. So that how you are mentally or heartfully feels as if it has a good influence on you. Maybe if things are hard, that what has a good influence is to be forgiving. Or to be friendly. Or to be generous towards yourself. To have compassion for the challenges. To appreciate whatever wholesomeness is here, nourishment there is here. And let that be a reference point. Stay close to that, or either feeling it or imagining it. And then again, imagine that you're with someone who is challenging for you. But you don't have to speak or do anything. You're just sitting in the same room together. And staying close to your nourishing mind, your wholesome mind and heart, without having to do or say anything. What happens if you take in the other person, the challenging person? If you think about them, is there some way that then there's a chance for your care, your friendliness, your tenderness to be touched by that other person? And you staying close to that place where you feel wholesome, a way of being that feels satisfying for you. So not getting caught up in shoulds and shouldn'ts, he said, she said, the resentments, the fears, just staying close to what's wholesome for you, has a good influence on you. And then imagine that you do so for the whole world. That you include the whole world in your wholesome heart, your wholesome mind, your wholesome awareness. That wholesomeness is the reference point for how to think and feel about other people. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings everywhere be free.